Hachette Audio presents Megan, a Hollywood Princess, written by Andrew Morton, read by Charles Armstrong. Prologue, narrated by Andrew Morton.
Prologue. The stars were aligned. I was aware of Rachel Meghan Markle long before Prince Harry was on the scene. In the legal drama Suits, she exuded a charisma that made her stand out, stealing every scene she appeared in, while beyond her acting she was also making a mark for herself as a campaigner for gender equality. So when I heard that she was dating the Queen's grandson, I honestly felt no surprise, and when their relationship deepened, as a biographer, I found myself in the right place at the right time. My wife Carolyn is from Southern California, and for some of the year we live in her hometown of Pasadena. It also happens to be Meghan Markle Central. Her old boyfriends, school friends and teachers all live in the area. It is such a close-knit community that one day I was even stopped in my driveway by a neighbour and told to speak to a local store owner who had a Meghan Markle memory to share. In a cynical and chaotic world, this is, at its heart, an old-fashioned story of local girl makes good. Of course, it is also much more than that, because when, on the 19th of May, 2018, Meghan Markle walks down the aisle at St George's Chapel in Windsor Castle, she will be making history. In the last important royal wedding for a generation, Prince Harry's glamorous bride will be the first biracial divorcee ever to marry a member of the British royal family. Their union, blessed by Her Majesty the Queen, will make the monarchy seem inclusive and more relevant in an ever-changing world. During the service, the 800 guests in the grand affair might hear a low hum competing with the singing of the choir. It will be the sound of the Duke of Windsor, who gave up his throne in 1936 so that he could marry a twice-divorced American, spinning in his grave, located at Frogmore, in the grounds of Windsor Castle. He was prevented from making the love of his life his queen because Wallace had two former husbands still living. The only time Wallace was admitted into Windsor Castle was in her coffin in April 1986 for her funeral service at St George's Chapel. In the 1950s, the Queen's younger sister, Princess Margaret, faced the same predicament, choosing duty before the love of her divorced paramour, Group Captain Peter Townsend. If nothing else, the wedding of the second son of Prince Charles and the late Diana, Princess of Wales, shows how much and how far the royal family and the British nation have changed and evolved during the reign of Queen Elizabeth II. It is a union and an occasion redolent with symbolism.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?